Hi, everyone. Welcome to For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with an industry leader to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's dive right in, because we have someone joining us today who is leading one of the most innovative dealership experiences in the country. I'm thrilled to welcome Jeffrey Burnett, who goes by JB to those who know him well. He's the general manager at Preston Automotive Group, and I ask him on the show to talk about their first of its kind Ford store, designed to deliver a true omni-channel experience that is changing the way consumers and dealers interact during the car buying process. So JB, welcome to For the Road Forward.
Thank you so much for having me, Jay. It's exciting. It's exciting to talk about. It's an exciting time in the industry right now.
Yes, it is. So fun. So let's start with the idea behind it and the concept itself. This Ford store is truly the first of its kind in the U.S. And so I'm going to say that again, because it is a big deal. First of its kind. So can you share a little bit about what inspired the design of the store? What makes it different from a traditional dealership rooftop experience?
Absolutely. So this is Elena Ford's passion project. She came to visit one of our locations last year, and she had brought up that she was working on this different concept, and the concept being sales anywhere. It doesn't matter whether you're in the showroom or you're somewhere else. We're gonna come to you, and we're gonna make it easy. We're gonna keep it where the vibe is that of like your friend's living room, and not a car dealership. There's no cubicles or desks or desk phones or computers even in the showroom. It's you walk in and you're greeted by this gigantic barista bar area that we call the hub. And at the hub, you'd grab a drink or a coffee or a snack, whatever the case may be. And then from there, it's sort of like, where do you want to begin your journey? You know, you might have looked online, you might have not been anywhere. You probably did hours and hours of shopping, but where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the trade? Do you want to look at some cars first and try to keep this seamless transaction where they really, the guest spends the entire time with the sales associate and very little time with the sales associate stepping away from the guest. And so we're now just a few days into this process, and I can't describe how excited I really am because of how it's working. I think we all sort of walked into it concerned, and just seeing how the flow and how the guest is immediately just their shield is down completely. They're like, wow, this, you're showing me everything up front. I've never seen this before. So it's just been a really cool transition, and I'm excited about seeing where it goes.
Oh, I am too, JB. I cannot wait to get up there and see it in the next couple of weeks in action. One of the things that really stands out to me with this new experience is how both the consumer and the dealer, the person working with that consumer, have joint control. And, you know, I have shared data for years on conference stages and keynotes and media appearances on how consumers don't want to be sold. They want to be guided. And when they feel in control, both satisfaction and profitability lift as a result. You know, we see it in e-commerce, F&I protection product attachment rates, and CSAT scores across the board. When dealers allow what consumers want, need, or prefer to really drive the experience, every party wins. Even the sales consultants and dealership staff are happier. When we first jumped on and I said, how is it going? You said, it's kind of weird. Everybody's happy. Everybody's saying yes. So can you walk us through how that works and what kind of feedback you're hearing so far from the recent opening from both the customers and from your staff?
For sure. I'll start with a little bit of a story. So years ago, I was at a Ford event, and I was there with a bunch of dealers, and I raised my hand, and they were talking about the experience. And I said, you know, I don't think I would buy a car for myself. And everybody's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just, why would I spend 3 or 4 or 5 hours in a dealership staring at a TV or a wall waiting for the next person to tell me what to do next? And we've spent so much time in this industry with the, you know, follow me right this way and, you know, have a seat at my desk, and just the control factor that we've we instilled into the guests. And then from there coming out, and so years ago, I started this change of mindset. I said, you know, let's just meet a guest where they're at. There aren't guys still that want to come in the showroom and negotiate for 8 hours. But I think there's far less of them, and there's more that maybe want to do 90% of it, 80% of it at home or on their phone. And then they still want to come in and touch and feel and drive real quick and then get out with their new car. They don't want to sit there because they've already done the homework. They've already know what the payments are going to be roughly. They know as much about this as we do at this point. And so transitioning from there to a full-on remote software experience is one, we prepared for it well over the last several years by trying to think differently, but now it's really coming to life. And when you see a guest come in and they're not even paying attention to the trade number anymore because it's all right there. There is no, we're not doing a Foursquare. There's no hidden agenda. This is, okay, that's the car you want. This was the internet price of the car. Here's what we're going to give you for your trade. Here's a couple payment options. Oh, you like that? Great. Let's go ahead and submit that for you. Oh, look, I got your approval back. Which one would you like? And it's just that simple. And so the guest truly feels like they are in the driver's seat. And I think that's the difference. And truthfully, I mean, now at this point, I would honestly say I would buy a car from me. I think it's so much easier, more pleasurable of experience. All of us value our time. And so let's value theirs.
They are. It is incredible. I want to come back to something that you said earlier, JB. You said that this experience turns 2 hours of what a deal used to be in the store into about a 30-minute one, if that's how the consumer wants it to be. And that is such a major shift. And it's a shift that our annual Car Buyer Journey Study supports. Consumers spend 12 to 14 hours in today's world between researching and comparing and valuing their trade-in and finding who has the car that they want and visiting the store and securing financing and so on. And this is not what they just want and prefer, but they demand at this point an easier and more transparent experience. So what are the key elements that make that speed, transparency, and simplicity possible? And how does it benefit the shopper and the store?
For sure. I think one of the biggest things is, so instead of the computers and the paper and those kind of things, we moved everything to iPads. And so all of the sales associates are walking around with iPads. And on the iPad, they have the ability to pull up any vehicle in our inventory. It defaults straight to the price that they want it at. They can adjust the payments and they can adjust the terms. And, you know, part of the traditional experience is, all right, well, what's it with zero down? It's 72 months. Oh, it's X amount. Okay, well, what's it with $5,000 down? Hold on a second. Let me go ask my manager. And oh, well, I now want to see with $84,000, $10,000 down. Okay, hold on a second. And then the manager's working a couple things. It takes 5 minutes. Next thing you know, they come back. They don't even remember the last question they asked. And so at this point, it's all just right here in front of them. And you're keeping it very, very easy, very clean, very transparent, breakdowns of all the numbers. And I think that kind of an experience, again, not wondering the guy behind the curtain and what he's controlling and what that real payment that he wrote down in a Sharpie really was. It's true. People believe it when they see it in digital presence. It's just easier to digest.
Yes, it changes the entire mindset and dynamic of the interaction. And I love that. Consumers have told us for so long that that's what they're looking for. So you have compared the experience to something like the Apple Genius Bar, and that is a bold comparison. So what does that mean in terms of how customers are greeted, guided, and supported throughout their visit?
For sure. So and you'll take a look at the middle of the showroom and you'll take a look at the images of the showroom and you'll see it's very reminiscent of just that clean, crisp, different seating areas. That's one of the really cool concepts. It's whether you want to sit at a high top, on a couch with a coffee table, with a, you know, at the bar, at the hub, wherever you want to sit, it starts you feeling like you're comfortable. It's not you're immediately, because again, we've been trained for how many years just to tell them to bring them to your desk because that's where you have control, right? And now it's not about that. It's where does the guest feel comfortable? And then from there, the overall, when they walk in the door, it's not, hey, have you been here before? It's welcome to the new Signature 2.0 facility. And have you been here before? Let me show you around. You know, here's where the hub is. Can I grab you a drink? Can I grab you a snack? Here's where the tech table is. This is a nice place we can sit down and go through the features of the vehicles. Would you like to sit in one of these areas where they're a little bit more open or out on the floor? Or if you prefer privacy, we have closed console areas too. And so if you don't want to talk about your credit or your payments in front of anybody else, we still offer that atmosphere as well. So it's truly meeting the guest where they're at in the process and where they're most comfortable to be able to come back and make those decisions without feeling that we're pushing or pressuring, or this is them in the driver's seat.
What a concept and what a win for our industry. So one last question for you. For other dealers or OEMs watching today who are thinking about modernizing their store experience, what are one or two pieces of advice that you would give them based on what you've learned from conceptualizing, building, training, and now launching this new cutting-edge approach?
Yes. So I think one of the biggest things I'd say is prepare early and don't make it a line in the sand. So when I said, you know, years ago, we already started transitioning to, you know, do you want me to bring the vehicle to your house to show it to you? Those kinds of just simple gestures and getting your staff accustomed to more of a concierge experience than a hard, fast sell experience, right? And so from there, that transition becomes very easy. You find the right tools that fit what you're looking for. And then I think the second most important thing is focusing on buy-in from the top down. As you can probably hear it in my voice, how excited I am about the concept. Yes. I really do think it's super, super cool. And I was a skeptic. When Ford came to me and said, hey, this is what we want it to look like, they didn't really tell me how I had to get there. They just said, hey, we want it to look like this. Show us what you think should get there. And so we've been able to work closely with Elena's team and the global team for this project and say, hey, you know, this stuff is really working. This stuff maybe isn't working. And I was skeptical when it came to the process. And they hit the nail on it. And from there, you know, my buy-in feeding down to my management buy-in and them seeing how much easier this process is for them, how much time we just bought them in their day that they're not reworking a down payment or a term or something silly like that, or even submitting the deals. I'm going to tell you, when I sat with my GSM this morning, I said, so how's it going so far? And he said, dude, I'm blown away. He said, I just didn't expect it to be this easy. And so, I mean, it is truly easier than we make it up to be. We've been doing the same thing for so many years that it does take a leap of faith. It takes a leap of faith from the top. But once you make that leap of faith, I truly believe we're going to find this is a better way to do business.
Yes. Well, JB, congrats to you and your team. What an incredible transformation and step forward for our industry. And I want to thank you for joining me today. We are surely in an era of introducing new ways, rethinking norms, re-educating ourselves and each other on the business and consumer sides of the automotive industry. And it is a time where we need to stop selling and start guiding. And it's all surrounding the goal as an industry and for our dealer partners to drive more return on investment, more profitability, dollar for dollar spent, protecting their team's time, because time is money too, and most importantly, to deliver a consumer experience more similar to how we all want to buy and shop for everything. And I'm so glad to hear that you would buy from yourself today in this new experience. It's such a cool thing. So thank you for joining me. I would encourage our listeners to reach out to JB on LinkedIn or go visit his new first of its kind Ford store.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that wraps it up for today. A big shout out to Jeffrey Burnett, JB of Preston Motors, and a big thank you to all of you for watching or listening to For the Road Ford. And whether you are with us on your favorite streaming platforms such as Spotify or Apple or watching on our Auto Trader homepage, we sure are glad that you are here. And don't forget to go to b2b.autotrader.com/For the Road Ford, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode is released, access subscriber-only episodes throughout throughout the year. And so I encourage you to sign up right now, not to miss out, because we have some pretty big and exciting Cox Automotive studies coming out over the next few months that you are going to want to get first look access to. And as always, I'm Jade Terriberry for Unjaded Discussions, aimed at helping you navigate what matters most. Be sure to tune in next time as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.